One of college basketball's most famous landmarks has closed. The William P. Cole Jr. Student Activities Building at the University of Maryland, better known as Cole Fieldhouse, hosted its final NCAA basketball game last night. The Maryland Terrapins beat the University of Virginia 112-92. The building opened in 1955 the same way it closed, with Maryland defeating Virginia. Commentator John Feinstein has this appreciation of Cole Fieldhouse.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cole Fieldhouse for today's game.
Through the years, this old building has been witness to some of basketball's most historic moments. When 14,500 people pack it, the noise echoes off the walls, off the red and yellow seats, off the low-slung roof. Often it is so loud you cannot hear the person sitting next to you, even if they're shouting. You can also make a strong case that the single most important college and high school basketball games ever played took place in this building. The high school game was in 1965. DeMatha Catholic High School, which is a couple of miles down Route 1 from the university, took on New York's Power Memorial High School. Power, which was led by 7-foot-1-inch Lou Alcindor, had won 71 straight games before that February night. Morgan Wooten, DeMatha's coach then as now, came up with a unique way to prepare his team for Alcindor.
We had our biggest guy get a tennis racket, and he moved around on defense, and we tried to practice shooting the ball over Sid Catlett, who was 6'7" at the time, and he had a tennis racket in his hand, so it looked like we were shooting over the Washington Monument.
DeMatha won the game 46-43. That was the only high school basketball game Alcindor, who later became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, ever lost. 13 months later, Cole hosted the 1966 NCAA Final Four. The championship game was between an all-white Kentucky team and a Texas Western squad that started 5 black players. Current Maryland coach Gary Williams was an undergraduate at the time, and he was in the stands that night.
It was strange for the people here in the ACC country in the Southeast where Kentucky was to see an all-black team take the court. And so they were talking about that before the game in the stands. And after the game, I think a lot of the people there, they knew that things were going to change after that. And you know, I was glad I was here because it was a great game, but also, you know, as time has gone on, it's been a very memorable game.
Texas Western won the championship 72-65. Within 2 years, Kentucky coach Adolph Rupp had recruited his first black player. Soon after, all Southern schools had desegregated their basketball teams. To this day, Texas Western Kentucky is referred to as the Brown v. Board of Education of college basketball. It wasn't until 1969 that Cole began to earn attention for moments which involved the home team. That was the year that a tall, balding cornpone from southeastern Virginia became Maryland's coach. His name was Lefty Driesell, and he quickly turned Maryland into a national power and Cole into one of the places to be in college basketball, packing the place for 17 years. His departure, in the wake of Len Bias's tragic cocaine-induced death, brought about a lull. But Williams, now in his 13th season, brought Maryland back to national prominence. It is that prominence that has brought about the closing of Cole. Like most colleges, Maryland wants to cash in on its basketball program. And so, next season, Maryland will play in one of those sparkling, antiseptic new arenas with a corporate name slapped on it. It will have luxury boxes and wide aisles and comfortable seats for the rich and the richer. But it won't have Cole's charm or atmosphere. It won't have its tradition or its history. Last night, they closed a true monument.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.